It seems like my friend Matt Grokoff with Greenovation TV is always working on a home improvement project. Not too long ago, he asked me to go with him to his favorite store. So we headed down the road where all the big box home improvement stores are in his hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. But that's not where we ended up.
Just about anything I need, my first stop is always a reuse center. My favorite is, of course, the Habitat for Humanity ReStore. Today, I've got to find a hand sander?
Alrighty.
Matt turned to Jackie Herman, who manages this ReStore, and she took us in back and pulled a case from the shelf.
It's absolutely beautiful Porter Cable Professional Random Orbit Sander with dust collection.
This is gorgeous. This is exactly what I need. And how much is this?
Looks like it's never been used.
Almost new condition, $35, and it's a used material that's not going to a landfill or sitting in somebody's basement not being used. And here I get to use it and save money. This is another one of the things where we can debunk the myth that going green costs more.
Okay, so Matt got a good deal, and it extends the useful life of a pretty decent tool. But the idea is to raise money for Habitat for Humanity to help get people into homes. So I had to ask Jackie about that.
How much of that money actually goes to Habitat for Humanity and building houses for folks?
We have a 12% administrative overhead, so 88 cents on every dollar goes into a Habitat home.
There are about 600 of these ReStores across the nation. The administrative overhead varies a bit from store to store, but the money raised at each store goes to homes in that store's local area. Jackie says for her area, that's meant a bit of a shift for Habitat for Humanity. You might have heard in Michigan, there are a lot of foreclosures.
We're not building brand new as much. We are buying foreclosed houses that are already existing in blighted neighborhoods, and we are rehabbing them and making it livable and improving the neighborhood.
You're recycling houses.
We're recycling houses also. So when Lowe's, for instance, donated a large quantity of items, we kept a bunch aside for construction. They come and they look through and say what they can use, and then those items are set aside for them, and then as they need them, they use them.
And anything left over is sold in the ReStore. It's donations that make ReStore work. It might be overstock from places like Lowe's or from local contractors. It could be people who are moving or retiring or just don't need an appliance any longer. They might have extra cabinets or carpeting or a perfectly good sink they don't need.
The proverbial kitchen sink, lots and lots and lots of toilets, light fixtures, flooring, doors, windows, fasteners.
Lester, let me show you some of the stuff they've got here. My wife and I spent months looking for a really high-quality, affordable, front-loading, high-efficiency washer. This is a front-loading washer and dryer. In fact, this is the same model that we bought. We paid $600 for ours. Here at the ReStore, it's $200. And Jackie, how do we know that this works?
Everything's been tested, and it's guaranteed for 2 to 3 months. I'm really not picky about that.
Some things are used. Some are new. It all works. Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv says it keeps stuff out of the landfill. It means perfectly good building materials and appliances for home improvement projects, saves resources, and raises money to help people get into a home.
It's a win-win across the board.
For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.